This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Hitman and Carlin live on Facebook. Thank you for waking up and starting your day with us here at Power 93.5.
Thank you so much. Gracias.
Wow. I just noticed how you looked into the camera and eyes wide open, smiling from ear to ear. All right, all right.
Hey.
It goes down when you watch us live on Facebook and also when you listen anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. We're always connected.
By the way, for everybody watching, my hair's like this when I'm having a bad hair day. Now you know.
Feeling a little self-conscious about your hair?
I know.
Not me. My barber, Mike. Mike Jackson's got me looking pretty fly.
Styling on him. Look at you. Got a little bit of wave going on. Okay. Ocean.
I always have waves. Excuse me. Can we get into this lady's dilemma that's going on this morning?
Yes, we can.
I mean, this is kind of crazy. And maybe it's because of spring break week. I don't know. Hitman and Carla, I was listening to the show yesterday morning, and I just had to write in and let you guys know what's going on with me and my man.
Her man's.
I mean, it's kind of drama.
Isn't it always, though?
Yeah, it really is.
But that's why we love it.
I'm so annoyed right now. Last night, during a casual conversation, my boyfriend admitted he fooled around with his best friend when they were in college. What the hell? And these are her words. According to him, they have not been involved since then, but they're just close friends. The thing that's bothering me is that we hang out with her a lot. There's even been times when she's at his house when I'm not there.
So it is a female. I was wondering, is the best friend of...
Okay. Yes, but okay. I assumed it's always been strictly platonic. He never mentioned that they were intimate when we first got together. This changes everything for me. And I feel like I've been naive the whole time.
Man, man, man.
Am I overreacting? Should I let this go? I mean, I'm of the opinion you're creating the drama yourself.
Of course you are of that opinion.
I mean, she is. She has no reason. He's done nothing to make her feel insecure. And she should just go with it. There's a lot of people listening right now and watching on Facebook that still hang out with friends that they may have done or may have not done anything with.
This changes everything.
Or maybe have wanted to always do something with, but it just never happened. I mean, it happens. It's not a big deal. And he's given her no reason for her to be given a side eye. So she needs to chill.
She needs to chill?
Yeah, I think she's creating this drama herself.
She didn't create anything.
And obviously the boyfriend trusts her enough to be completely transparent and totally honest with her with no fear of repercussion. I mean, he's being a good guy, quite frankly, by telling her the whole deal It would be a different story if he didn't say anything and he was holding something back and kept it from her. Then maybe she has a problem.
He didn't initially tell her. It slipped and admitted they messed around. This changes the dynamics of everything.
There's a lot of people listening this morning.
Don't you guys think this changes everything? They've messed around and they're hanging out all the time, playing video games. He knows everything about her.
I think she's overreacting. I think she needs to let it go. And I think she's creating drama, quite frankly.
They were intimate.
So what? I think the audience is going to agree with me this morning. 869-1093. There's a lot of people listening that have been intimate with somebody that's still their friends, and they knew when that happened that that was like, okay, that's cool. Maybe we shouldn't do that again. And you just walk away. It's not a big deal.
I feel like she's going to have to limit and some distance is going to need to take place.
If she does all of that, this relationship is heading to the place it should eventually end up, and that is no longer together.
Ridiculous. They've went there with each other.
869-1093. Call up this morning. I know you guys are going to agree with me. This is redonkulous.